Blog Talk Radio.
Tired. It's a pity to break up a night like tonight.
Look, I've got some pills that make you stop feeling tired. I took one in the nightclub. It should be taken with 4 fingers of whiskey.
We like to call it a 90-second skull fuck here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, which is still closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we got some great stuff on the show tonight. We are back after our little hiatus in Milwaukee. Big shout out to all the small press stars that recently made it to the Midwest Small Press Festival out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Of course, I do want to give my utmost appreciation to the Cream City Collective, which is an anarchist scene library there in downtown Milwaukee, who actually held up their end of the bargain and let us perform at the Meet Beat Street Poetry Festival. You guys, man, I really hope that you actually got a chance to check out some of the pictures if you weren't there. A lot of great readers there, of course, Catfish McDerris. I actually had the pleasure of seeing Michelle McDonald read for the first time, as well as Tim Murray, Michael Grover, Lindsay Thomas, and, myself. Really great stuff there, as well as other great open mic artists, so big appreciation to everybody out there in the Wisconsin-Milwaukee area. Thanks for putting this up. We really appreciate it. Show some more gratitude by playing some great songs on the show tonight. It looks like we've got Savoir Adore. We also have Davey Allen and The Arrows, which I'm really looking forward to playing some of that shit. Of course, I hope you guys are familiar with Davey Allen and The Arrows. And if you're not, well, we'll educate you a little bit by the end of the night. We also have Antonio Pinto, Ed Cortez, Mad Villain, which is Mad Lib, and Danger Doom. Or excuse me, MF Doom. I always get that confused. And Polish Ambassadors, as well as other stuff. All that, plus more, coming up on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. I think what we're going to do first is go with these guys were known at one time, and I'm going to bring them back. This is Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Born to Lose.
Born to Lose.
the young who made the resistance, not the directors who gave orders and commanded from their comfortable armchairs. Revolutions have been made by the young outside of any class joining up with these classes to be betrayed by them or rejected. Let the young stop serving as merchandise to become the consumers of their own force. If you do not save the young will lose you.
All right. That was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. A little song called Born to Lose. Baby, I was born to lose. Baby, I was born to lose. It's good shit, man. I dig the fuck out of that. So hopefully you guys are familiar with Johnny Thunders. Maybe you're familiar with all the risque photos he took with Debbie Harry back in the late 70s, early 80s, that kind of thing. Debbie Harry, of course, Blondie, and very, very fetching Blondie she is. Coming up next, get a little bit of air in the room, a little bit of air, a little bit of oxygen, a little bit of O2, if you will. This is actually air, and the name of the song is Les Femmes des Gens, or des gens, all right. Fuck, man, I don't speak French. I do speak air. That's coming up next.
reclaiming our glorious birthright as homo ludens. That is, the understanding of humanity as inherently playful and is predicted on what Raoul Vanagon terms the revolution of everyday life. In a broad sense, the first and last step of this transition is akin to Satori, an act of realization that breaks the spell, as Crimes, Inc. and earlier G.I. Gurdjieff would say. The spell prevents us from recognizing the difference between being a consumer, be it of commodities or ideas, and anything else. It is essentially a state of dreamless sleep. This sleep state is characterized by a passive acceptance of the sense that what is presented to us by culture, or perhaps more accurately stated, the culture or industry, is sufficient yet seemingly totalizing in scope. Its self-appointed and self-evident status as the total sum of possibilities is a direct indication not of the world as it is, but of the dominance of a resilient and flexible perspective. As such, the problem is perception.
All right, that was Air with Les Femmes de Jante, or De Jante. I really need some French lessons, so if anybody is willing to help me out with that, Doc Sigerson, who speaks 1,000 languages, please feel free to call in. Number is 805-856-2808. Do see that we have a couple guests in the chat room. Big shout out to you guys. And a big shout out to, you know, Chama River. I do want to take this opportunity to advertise that Chama River here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has the very best microbrews, I think, in the country. I'm drinking an oatmeal stout right now, and I have to tell you, it's mighty yummy. And I can't wait for you guys to come out November, what was that, man? Is that November 3rd? 6 to 9 p.m. at the Blackbird Bouvet? Yeah, I think it is. November 3rd, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Blackbird Bouvet here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So you guys definitely come out and check that out. And I'll take you guys to Chama River. And maybe I'll pick up a growler of oatmeal stout for you. How about that? Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know if you deserve a growler of oatmeal stout. I don't know if you deserve it. I think you do. Yeah, fuck it, you do. That being the case, since, you know, we're so far apart, what I'll do for you right now is I'll take you guys to the garden. This is Savoir Adore. I love that name. It's very French. Savoir Adore. This is a song called The Garden. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel Is Closed Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Hey, we'll be right back. this is your Project U newsfeed for June 5th and the 6th of 2012, brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your Draconia Vampire Tunnel information, as well as information on your mother's medicine cabinets and Project U Radio. Oh, and Meth Lab Radio as well. That being said, the today's newsfeed is actually about Rusty Truck, who just recently featured one of our very own Literary Underground All-Stars, Mr. Paul Corman Roberts, or as I like to call him, Mr. No Pants, PCR. Big shout-out to you, Mr. PCR, out there in the Bay Area. And, of course, you guys can go to www.rustytruck.wordpress.com and check out three poems and a live reading by Mr. Paul Corman Roberts. And I have to say that the poems are something of a delicacy. So I hope that you have refined taste. If not, then, you know, we understand that kind of thing as well. Also, I did want to mention that, I'll take a little moment to be narcissistic, that the Anarchist Black Book of Poetry, written by yours truly, is actually due out today, due back from the printers today, June 6th, Crisis Chronicles Press. You guys can actually look up Crisis Chronicles Press, or you can actually contact me on Facebook. I'll be giving away free copies of the book. No money whatsoever. If you guys want to barter, that's another deal, but of course you can always contact me on Facebook and you can figure out something. But, you know, I like to give things away for free. I don't know about you guys, but I think money has way too much control over the independent press market as it is, and I'm doing my damnedest to eliminate that. So, that's what we're going to do. Anarchist Black Book of Poetry, 42 pages of poetry, artwork from myself, and yeah, like I said, just get a hold of me and we'll hook that up. You guys actually just heard Savoir Adore off of Cantor Records. Cantor Records label actually putting out such bands as Management, who I'm sure everybody is familiar with by now, MGMT, Bare Hands, and Rifleman, among many others. I have to mention that every time I think of Management, for some weird, strange reason, I'm not sure, I'm trying to, you know, process the whole thing in my mind here. For some strange reason, every time I hear Management, no matter what the song is, I think of Where the Wild Things Are. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that book, but maybe you are familiar with the movie. In either case, if you're not familiar with one or the other, I always say educate yourselves. It's the best weapon. That being said, I got some more weapons, I got guns, I got knives, I got bike chains here. Ladies and gentlemen, making their debut on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Coaster Repairs. I just want to say that whoever thought of combining surf music and biker culture, you're a fucking genius and I love you. Davey Allen and the Arrows. This song is called Psychedelic. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's Closer Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Hey, I might be back after this. We'll be right back. speaking pragmatically and in large measure for the sake of mental traveling, the question at the origin of the rainbow, which is also its end, is thus. Does breaking the spell come gradually or all at once? Standard hagiographies of Zen Buddhism, known as Xi'an Buddhism in China, cite the Chinese peasant Huineng as the sixth and final patriarch of the tradition. While largely premised on a revisionist history of Buddhism, the details of his appointment to such a position informs the question at the heart of this essay, namely, how do we break the spell? Joining the monastery as an illiterate peasant, Huineng was ostensibly an outsider from Buddhism despite his enthusiasms for the Dharma, that is, the way of the Buddha. Untrained and uncouth, Huineng's presence at the monastery was tolerated, but by no means was he accepted as worthy of leadership as bestowed by the Dharma transmission from the ailing fifth patriarch. When the fifth patriarch announced that his successor would be determined by the man who composed the most illuminated poetic verse, only the head monk Shen Yu attempted, as all of the other monks deferred to his apparent wisdom. That was Davy Allen and the Arrows. Davy Allen, of course, from the San Fernando Valley, who also played with a lot of great other bands like the Sudells, the Hay Burners, and the Zanies, which is a personal favorite of mine. Of course, he's really known for a lot of great soundtracks for biker movies in the late 60s, early 70s, movies like the Wild Angels. How about the Devil's Angels? There's a whole slew of biker movies with these guys on it, so please educate yourself. Davy Allen and the Arrows. That one was actually called Psychedelic. Interestingly enough, I did want to mention that Eddie Van Halen first learned to play a blues theme on his brother's guitar, which is actually a Davy Allen song as well, so that's pretty interesting. Great stuff going on. I don't know where else to go from there. I really don't. I guess we could bring an ambassador in. How about a Polish ambassador? Yeah. Why not? This is the Polish ambassador. The song is called Earth versus the World, right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's close to repairs. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
Despite the sit-in, the university failed to divest from South Africa in 1985. The next year, radicals constructed a shanty town in front of University Hall, sparking two nights of rioting on campus. Andrea hadn't seen such extreme police violence and resistance from the community before. She remembers it being like warfare without guns, including intense police beatings and a crowd throwing objects. She realized a raw and ugly fact, that the university doesn't just represent capitalism, but it is the gears of capitalism. When people are resisting the university, they are resisting control. With rumors that the National Guard was going to be called in, she was surprised to see how quickly the situation changed from, oh, we're having a little protest here, to resistance, to they're really bringing the hammer down on us. It was an important lesson. The university is a crucial target, a viable place for radicals to restrict the functioning of the system. In the wake of the shantytown, the university announced that it would divest from South Africa.
All right, that was the Polish ambassador of a song called Earth versus the World. I don't know about you, man. I feel like I just sat through like an entire 7,000 hours of Space Invaders with that thing. And it's hard being the Polish ambassador. It's not really an easy job. Speaking of the Polish, you guys can actually look forward to the very first installment of The Polish Hammer Smites Again, live on the Meth Lab. You guys can go to www.methlab1234.blogspot.com and check out that coming up very soon, very, very soon. And we actually have the title for the very first installment. I love this title. The Jesus Bubble is Coming to the Meth Lab. Excuse me, care of Carl Kowalski, The Polish Hammer. So definitely look out for that. That's going to be coming up very, very soon. I don't know, man. I'm chomping at the bits for that shit, for real. Coming up next, Antonio Pinto and Ed Cortez. A little song called Convite para Vida, which I believe is Portuguese. I'm not sure. But we'll be right back.
Este es uno de los últimos comerciales que usted verá en blanco y negro porque...
¡Llegó Gran Color!
Para que compre su tele a color.
¡Gran Color!
Un plan para todos, a todo color.
Mi telenovela.
El deporte.
Mi serie favorito.
Las noticias.
Gran Color, el nuevo sistema de automotora gran colombiana que le permite tener su char color en 19 meses y sin cuota inicial.
Gran Color, un plan para todos.
Automotora gran colombiana.
A todo color.
Isso aí, rapaziada. Esse é o bolo da CDD. Alô, cidade de Deus. Se liga. Presta atenção. Vamos que vamos. Deixa eu ver. Sou morador da favela. Também sou filho de Deus. Não sou de chora, Marcela. Mas meu amor me perdeu. Sou operário da vida. Da vida que Deus me deu. Mas se eu chego atrasado, meu alguém. Querendo
pode estar sem DD. Presta atenção. Homem não tem brincadeira, não. Filho chora, mas não vê. Atividade não servia. Olha pro certo. Olha pro certo. Liga. Segura que é badeco. Quando vai estar todo carinho, peixe grande. É isso aí, rapaziada. Oxalá proteja o caminho de todo mundo. Vai com Deus.
Like he's mean and his tummy hurt in a clean pair of ripped jeans and a bummy shirt. Wondering would you clap your hands if he was friendly? Dapper Dan dipped and pretend to be Fendi and gold selling. No telling, slap a fan hand down, tell him no yelling. Doom all capitals, no trick spelling. Got what it take to get it through your thick melon. Fresh witty city skits when he gets wrecked. Pretty MCs catch titty fits. Told him call the cops. Don't hold your breath for the ball to drop. Better yet, hold on to your halter top. Kept repping, stepping in hotter. Ignoring pigs like pigs. Top shotter, survivor of a live crew. Not out to jive you. It stings when he laughed when he had the bank drive through. Wildin', get me every red penny. So the lonely only child, the imaginary enemy. When he sees the mask and the microphone gizmo, he's the broke host. This is like his own quiz show. This go out to all my brothers doing long business, sisters who got brothers being fathers to the wrong kids. Stay strong and ride like the funky flute. Won't find the villain in the street inside no monkey suit. Or either at the bar and no gorilla bra, nor ring suede park scoring on no silly car. Ask a stranger, he knows who you really are. Behind the mask, they stay dark, no boring Willie Star. Gleaming, dreaming, screaming, he'll be off the heezy soon. Cunning live rats, drive at your steamy greasy spoon. In participating places, tip your waitresses. A surefire way to wire trip the matrix. Skip your laces, all black tennis miniature, ball stack, all tall pack, Guinness minister. Tussle the hustle, cut your dank with dirt. Won't be in the club in no muscle tank shirt. You can find him in the pub with the grub stain, chugging on a small tub of pain to his bug brain. Sane, some say he plumb crazy, amazed at how he still get paid, but dumb lazy. That's for him to know and for you to guess. Won't be caught in a suit vest and no computer desk. A suede front, maybe may stunt khaki dig. Not in no braids or no lace front yaki wig.
Career as a psychologist, I have talked with hundreds of people previously diagnosed by other professionals with oppositional defiant disorder, attention and deficit, hyperactive disorder, anxiety disorder, and other psychiatric illnesses, and I am stuck by, one, how many of those diagnosed are essentially anti-authoritarians, and two, how those professionals who have diagnosed them are not. Anti-authoritarians question whether an authority is a legitimate one before taking that authority seriously. Evaluating the legitimacy of authorities, including assessing whether or not authorities actually know what they are talking about, are honest and care about those people who are respecting their authority. And when anti-authoritarians assess an authority to be illegitimate, they challenge and resist that authority, sometimes aggressively and sometimes passive-aggressively, sometimes wisely and sometimes not. Some activists lament how few anti-authoritarians there appear to be in the United States. One reason could be that many natural anti-authoritarians are now psychopathologized and medicated before they achieve political consciousness of society's most oppressive authorities. You guys actually just heard Mad Villain, which is MF Doom and, of course, DJ Mad Lib. The name of that song, excuse me,
is Monkey Sweets. And before that, you heard Antonio Pinto and Ed Cortez with Convita para Vida, which I believe is something along the lines of Criminal of Life. Once again, I'm not sure. And I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. The Draconian Vampire Tunnel is hiring multilingual, we're hiring multilingual people to, translate. Translators, that's the word I was searching for. There you go. So, if you're one of those people, please feel free to contact us at the Literary Underground. Of course, you guys go to www.theliteraryunderground.org and just drop us a line, man. Maybe you can be the one that'll be the multilingual translator for the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Coming up next, little band called 07, which is a British electro duo from London, sort of down-tempo acid jazz. Hope you guys are into that sort of thing. If not, then, sorry, it's going to happen anyway. 07, name of this song is called Polaris, right here on the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Close Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and of course, we'll be right back.
So, to the third question. What do you think of yourself?
Well, what do I think of myself? When I think of myself, I want to vomit. But I'm happy because I realize it. You see, you two don't realize how nauseating you are. There, I've told the truth. That makes us both more nauseating.
Why did you do that? Get out of the way. Let's drink. Come on. It's all over, Catherine. It's only a game.
Yes, a game. Game of truth. And I told the truth. You won't screw me anymore with your drugs, you slimy little bastards. You'll have my neck. Go find somebody else for your degenerate games. And get out of my house. I never want to see you again. You filth. I loathe you.
7. Be sure to spell that zero out. Don't type just the zero. No. But 07 with a song called Polaris. I'm actually reminded of Polaris or Polaris. I don't know how you guys pronounce that. But I'm actually reminded of Polaris from X Factor, which is a Marvel Comics comic book based on a group of mutants affiliated with the X-Men, of course. I'm not really familiar with the character itself, though, because to be honest with you, I don't remember what the fuck she did. She had green hair. I know that. So any chick with green hair, that's cool with me, man. X Factor in this case being 07. Once again, that British electro duo from London. Some deep, deep shit. Love it. Love that shit. Appreciate everybody that's been coming by the shows. And, of course, everybody that hung out with us tonight. You with one last present of the evening, of course. This is Draconian Vampire Tunnel. I'm going to call them professionals of sorts. This is Birdie Nom Nom. Name of this song is called Space Cadet Apology. You guys have been listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's Close to Repairs. I've been your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you.
bad that you think you will surely die if you don't. And can just sit there with your hands writhing in your lap and face wet with craving. Can want to get high, but instead just sit there wanting to, but not. If that makes sense, and if you can gut it out and not hit the substance during the craving will eventually pass. It will go away, at least for a while. That it is statistically easier for low IQ people to kick an addiction than it is for high IQ people. That the Metro Boston street term for panhandling is stimming, and that it is regarded by some as a craft or art, and that professional stim artists actually have like little professional colloquial, sometimes little conventions at parks or public transport hubs at night where they get together a network and exchange feedback on trends and techniques and public relations, etc. That it's possible to abuse OTC cold and allergy remedies in an addictive manner. That NyQuil is over 50 proof that boring activities become perversely much less boring if you concentrate intently on them. That if enough people in a silent room are drinking coffee, it is possible to make out the sound of steam coming off the coffee. But sometimes human beings have to just sit in one place and, like, hurt. And you will become way less concerned with what other people think of you when you realize how seldom they do. That there is such a thing as raw, unalloyed, agendaless kindness, that it is possible to fall asleep during an anxiety attack, that concentrating intently on anything is very hard work, that addiction is either a disease or a mental illness or a spiritual condition, as in poor of spirit, or an OCD-like disorder, or an affective or character disorder, and that over 75% of the veteran Boston AAs who want to convince you that it is a disease will make you sit down and watch them write disease on a piece of paper and then divide and hyphenate word so that it becomes dis-ease. They will stare at you as if expecting you to undergo some kind of blinding, epiphanic realization when really, as G-Day pointlessly tires out to his counselors, changing disease to dis-ease reduces the definition and explanation down to a simple description of a feeling, and rather a whiny, insipid one at that. And most substance-addicted people are also addicted to thinking, meaning they have a compulsive and unhealthy relationship with their own thinking. That the cute Boston AA term for addictive-type thinking is analysis paralysis. That cats, one fact, get violent diarrhea if you feed them milk, contrary to the popular image of cat milk. It is simply more pleasant to be happy than to be pissed off. That 99% of compulsive thinkers' thinking is about themselves. That 99% of the self-directed thinking consists of imagining and then getting ready for things that are going to happen to them. And then weirdly, that if they stop to think about it, then 100% of the things they spend 99% of their time and energy imagining and trying to prepare for all the contingencies and consequences are never, ever good.